Carlson, Hunter Biden can do literally whatever he wants, as we've seen, he definitely has. By Jeff Poor on July 17, 2021. On Friday's broadcast of FNC's Tucker Carlson Tonight, host Tucker Carlson reminded viewers of now first son Hunter Biden's alleged indiscretions that came to light near the end of the 2020 presidential campaign. According to Carlson, under the Biden Department of Justice, Hunter Biden was able to do literally whatever he wants. Transcript as follows. Carlson, so much happens in the final weeks of a presidential campaign that it's easy to lose track of it. Whatever happened to this or that development in the news? You can't remember. A lot falls between the cracks. There's overload. Politicians know this, obviously, and they take advantage of it. If they can derail a story until after election day, often that story goes away forever. No one really remembers. And that was precisely the thinking behind the Democrats' response to Hunter Biden's laptop. They knew from the first day that the contents of that laptop were in fact genuine. Look at what's on there. It may be theoretically possible that some foreign intel service would Photoshop a picture of Hunter Biden's crotch mostly for self-amusement. But 100 pictures of Hunter Biden's crotch adorned with M&Ms? No. No Russian did that. Those pictures were real. And so are the huge numbers of emails and texts from Hunter Biden explaining how he was selling access to his father, then the vice president, and how his father was helping him do it. So, in order to enrich his family, Joe Biden changed this country's foreign policy. That happened, and it was the real crime that Hunter Biden's laptop revealed. That was the real scandal. If voters had understood that, if someone had told them, it might have affected the results of the election, so they couldn't know. The permanent bureaucracy hid that from the country. In October, a group of corrupt intelligence officials, 50 of them whose names will live forever in shame, signed a letter blaming Vladimir Putin for the laptop. Hunter Biden's story is Russian disinformation. Dozens of former intel officials say, that was the headline in Politico. That was a lie from top to bottom. It was totally unsupported by evidence or intelligence. But it came just in time for the presidential debate. That was the point. And Joe Biden picked it up and wielded it like a club from the stage. Begin video clip. Joe Biden, D., then candidate for President of the United States. We are in a situation where we have foreign company, countries trying to interfere in the outcome of our election. His own national security advisor told him that what is happening with his buddy, well, gosh, I will, his buddy Rudy Giuliani, he is being used as a Russian pawn. He is being fed information that is Russian, that is not true. End video clip. Carlson, his own national security advisor. That's probably right, but it was a lie. And just 2 months after that debate, the truth began to leak out. According once again to Politico, the intel world's favorite media tool, quote, a person with first-hand knowledge of the investigation conceded that actually Hunter Biden's laptop was not a Russian fabrication. It was real, real enough to be used as evidence in an ongoing investigation into, quote, potential money laundering and Hunter Biden's foreign ties. Hunter Biden, we learned, was facing possible indictment for what was on the laptop. The DOJ was looking into the Ukrainian and Chinese businessmen who had been paying Hunter to get close to his father. And they wanted to know why his father was apparently getting 10% of those deals. That's what we learned. And that's all we learned. For 6 months we heard nothing more. Meanwhile, Hunter Biden got a lot richer. He sold a book that no one read for millions of dollars. Simon & Schuster paid him off. He sold paintings you would never hang anywhere for possibly even more than that. We don't know because the identities of the people who bought them are still secret. But what you do know for certain is that Hunter Biden was never charged with anything. Why is that? It's kind of weird if you think about it, given that Biden himself, Hunter Biden, admitted on television that the laptop actually didn't come from the Kremlin. Watch. Begin video clip. Tracy Smith, CBS News correspondent. Was that your laptop? Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, for real, I don't know. Smith, I know, but you, that's, this is. H. Biden, I really don't know. Smith, okay, you don't know. Yes or no if the laptop was yours? H. Biden, I don't have any idea. I have no idea. Smith, so could have been yours. H. Biden, of course. Certainly. There could be a laptop out there that was stolen from me. It could be that I was hacked. It could be that it was Russian intelligence. It could be that it was stolen from me. End video clip. Carlson, oh, so you'd think a clip like that where he admits it. The 50 Intel officials were all lying. Do you think that clip would be a key piece of evidence in the probe into Hunter Biden's finances? Where did all this money come from? Why are foreign governments sending him millions of dollars? Emails on that laptop directly implicate Hunter Biden and his family's foreign influence peddling operation. Joe Biden, his brother, son, so, why have we heard anything to this day about any of this from the Department of Justice? Good question, and today we got our answer, and actually it came from Politico. The magazine reported, meaning it was told likely for complex reasons. We can never really know, that the U.S. attorney in the state of Delaware, a man called David Weiss, had, in fact, buried the Hunter Biden case and done so on purpose because he was asked to do it. David Weiss decided to do all of this, Politico told us, because he wanted, quote, to avoid taking any actions that could alert the public to the existence of the case in the middle of a presidential election. Well, they're just saying it out loud now. He didn't want to hurt Joe Biden, in other words. And he did this at the request of the Biden family and their lawyers. We learned that from a Politico piece, too. It includes this quote, to Weiss's credit, he listened, said a person involved in the discussions. In other words, he listened to the Bidens and their lawyers. And because he did that, apparently, David Weiss has kept his job as a federal prosecutor. Now, Ben Schreckinger of Politico, needless to say, strongly approves of this. It's not a subversion of justice, it is the right thing. Quote, Weiss's decision to avoid revealing the investigation. A move that might have boosted Donald Trump's campaign. Even at the cost of politicizing the probe was consistent with his sober-minded approach to the job. Attaboy. Got that? When you cover for a Democratic presidential campaign, you are, according to Politico and Ben Schreckinger, a sober-minded prosecutor. You did the right thing. Good job, David Weiss. You used our justice system to get the right team into the White House. I hope you get rewarded. And in case you have any doubt that that's exactly what happened and had nothing to do with the time frame before the election, you should know, and you may already know, that the FBI had Hunter Biden's laptop for an entire year before the election. We know they made a forensic copy of the hard drive in 2019. But they did nothing, and they still haven't. Now they don't have time. They're too busy hunting down senior citizens who talk about election integrity, the fabled insurrectionists. They can't do anything about the subversion of American foreign policy by the Bidens, because they are busy with the insurrectionists. Maybe someday, when it no longer matters, Politico will tell us that story. In the meantime, we can look forward to more treatment like this for dissidents who oppose the regime in any way. As a reminder, here's what happens to any American who mocks the people in power. Begin video clip. John Berman, CNN anchor, exclusive footage that you're looking at right now from CNN as the FBI arrives at Roger Stone's residence in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, taking him into custody. They arrived before dawn there, before 6 a.m. or just after 6 a.m., a dozen officers, we are told. Unidentified male, FBI, open the door. End video clip. Carlson, that was Roger Stone, of course. They rousted him and his wife, both of them senior citizens. By the way, because he made the mistake of texting unflattering things about federal prosecutors and the government read his texts. But Hunter Biden doesn't have to worry about any of that. He doesn't have to worry about the SWAT team showing up at his house at dawn with a CNN camera crew in tow. Hunter Biden can violate all the federal gun laws he wants, and he has, and he knows he'll never be charged. Merrick Garland works for his dad, so he's fine. He can do literally whatever he wants, and as we've seen, he definitely has. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.